This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Hello. Tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets in Myanmar for the third day in a row to protest against last week's military coup. Myanmar's elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi remains in detention. Jonathan Head reports.
By mid-morning, the main road into central Yangon was filled with marching people again, many of them grouped by profession. There were lawyers, civil servants, teachers and engineers in white hard hats. The start, say some protesters, of what they hope will be a general strike across the country. There was also a demonstration by lawyers in Mandalay, the second largest city. And in the capital, Naypyidaw, where the coup leaders are based, the police tried but failed to disperse a crowd with water cannon. The massive rallies over the weekend have given new momentum to those opposing last week's coup, but there are still no clear leaders. For now, it's a spontaneous and locally organised show of defiance.
The British government has sought to allay concerns about the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine, following preliminary research suggesting it was less effective against the South African coronavirus variant. The vaccines minister, Nadeem Zahawi, said the Oxford research team remained confident the jab was effective in preventing severe illness, hospital admissions and deaths from that strain. Here's Fergus Walsh.
The current Pfizer and Oxford AstraZeneca vaccines work well against the dominant strain here in the UK, but there is concern about how much the South Africa variant may be spreading in the community. Over 100 cases have been identified, and other new variants are inevitable as the virus mutates. New vaccine technology means it is quick and simple to tweak COVID jabs. Scientists in Oxford are working on several updated vaccines, including ones against the South Africa and Brazil variants. Coronavirus mutates more slowly than flu, so it's too early to tell how often people would need a booster jab.
The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is due to return to court to enter his plea to charges of bribery, fraud and breach of trust. Yolan Nell is in Jerusalem.
This will be Mr. Netanyahu's second appearance in court since the start of his trial last May. Back then, noisy crowds supporting and deposing him gathered outside, and in a hallway flanked by ministers from his party, he addressed TV cameras to profess his innocence and say he was being framed. There's expected to be less political drama as Israel's longest-serving prime minister now formally responds to the charges in three cases that involve him receiving gifts from millionaire friends and allegedly seeking regulatory favours for media tycoons in return for positive news coverage.
Yolan Nell. You're listening to The World News from the BBC.